This is Ozarks at Large. In just a few minutes, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis will guide us through an autumn weekend of live music, from a festival near Eureka Springs to community sing-alongs that will take place in both Fayetteville and Bentonville, and much more. Our usual Wednesday rundown of live music begins in about 10 minutes on today's Ozarks at Large. A local record aficionado recently came across a record dedicated to the city of Fayetteville. We know who commissioned it, we know who produced it, and we know when, but that's about it. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Sandra Cox Birchfield about the find.
They came west from the hills of Kentucky and the mountains of Tennessee. The settlers made their way to this land of opportunity, to this land of lasting beauty, where the seasons never end, the Ozark Hill Country of Northwest Arkansas. Good things don't come easy, they never have and they never will. And so the story travels on to the city of Fayetteville, and the promise for a better life, a place to build some dreams, a place to share it all with the mountains, lakes, and streams.
That's just a little teaser to start with for our listeners. I promise we will hear the rest of it in just a minute. But first, Sandra Cox Birchfield is in the studio with me. She's the one who brought this record for us to listen to. How did you come to own this?
This is actually my husband's record. He collects records, and he had a bunch of records in his storage unit, and this was only like a few weeks ago. He brought them back to the house, and we started going through them. And this one showed up, and I was like, we got to listen to this. And he doesn't remember where he got it. We're pretty sure it's a thrift store, maybe like the Salvation Army, or who knows. I kind of like that I don't know where it came from and that it just appeared.
And since we are on the radio, can you just describe the sleeve that this record came in for us to give us an idea of what it looks like?
Yeah, first of all, this is a 45 record, and for people, there might be listeners who aren't really familiar with the term 45, it's like a little 7-inch singles record. It's not like a full album. And it came with a little picture sleeve, and it says, "We've built this land together, dot, dot, dot," and underneath it's Fayetteville, and it's kind of a watercolor of, it looks like hills, like in the summer, and there's like a sun coming up from behind, and Fayetteville is in yellow letters.
And this is from 1978, correct?
That's what it says on there, 1978. It says it's commissioned by First National Bank and dedicated to the city of Fayetteville.
So that's what we know for sure.
Right.
Have you been able to find out anything else about it since then?
Not about this particular record. And I can tell you, I grew up in Fayetteville and I was here in 1978. And my parents were also customers at First National Bank. I don't ever remember this record. I did go Google it a little bit, and I found out something about the company that made them. They were based in Denver, called the Great American Music Machine. And apparently they did a lot of records like this.
For cities.
All sorts of things. Like, they did one called Keep New Hampshire Number One. Fargus Falls, Minnesota, This Is My Home.
That's really funny.
And let me see, there's another one. Big Wyoming, Land of the Cowboy.
So what does this record consist of? How many tracks does it have? What can we expect?
Well, there's just two tracks, on one song on each side. The first song is, it's really more a public service announcement. I really don't know the context of why this record was made or who got it or why, but it really almost sounds like it could have been on a commercial maybe, but I have no idea. But it's just music. There's a couple of shout outs, one that the University of Arkansas is here and that the other is that the Civil War was fought here. But we really don't get a lot of other details about Arkansas a whole lot. It sounds like some of this stuff probably could be just this universal message that we built this town, we're proud of our town, and stay tuned, great things are going to keep happening. That seems to be the overall theme.
So we should probably take a listen to this whole track, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They came west from the hills of Kentucky and the mountains of Tennessee. The settlers made their way to this land of opportunity, to this
Northwest Arkansas. Good things don't come easy, they never have and they never will. And so the story travels on to the city of Fayetteville, and the promise for a better life, a place to build some dreams, a place to share it all with the mountains, lakes, and streams. We built this land together, we'll be proud to pass it on. Through our hills and through our valleys, courage lives within our song. This is Northwest Arkansas, this is Fayetteville and home. Land of beauty more than enough for everyone.
Yes, this is Northwest Arkansas, a land of changing seasons and endless beauty. A land born out of frontier courage and rich in the ways of spirited people who have grown up with all the heritage of this Ozark Hill country. The gentle breezes that blow down the wooded hillsides and out across the valley floors still carry the echoes of battlefield yesterdays that live on as a touching memory of a war that perhaps should never have been. This land was not easily tamed. Its secrets were to be earned. But out of adversity has come the strength and determination to build ever stronger. Our people have learned to build for tomorrow rather than just for today, taking time to care for and appreciate the beauty of the land and the goodness of prosperity, reinvesting a part of their good fortune in the best of schools, good government, a balanced and thriving economy, and in the building of a better life designed to stand the test of time. Yes, this is Fayetteville in Northwest Arkansas, home of one of America's great and honored universities, the University of Arkansas. A land where opportunity is more than a word, where natural beauty abounds, and where proud people are still at work building this land together.
The sounds of the ageless battlefield still echo on the wind, and the spirit of those yesterdays is here, it lives again. These Ozark Hills are proud to stand and share their majesty with the children of those who fought to keep this land free. We built this land together, we'll be proud to pass it on. Through our hills and through our valleys, courage lives within our song. This is Northwest Arkansas, this is Fayetteville and home. Land of beauty more than enough for everyone. This land together, we'll be proud to pass it on. Through our hills and through our valleys, courage lives within our song. This is Northwest.
What were you thinking when you first put this on the record player and heard it?
What we're thinking is that it exceeded all of our expectations. That's about all I can say. I mean, what a nice little time capsule. They went to a lot of effort. I listened to it. It's a good production. They've got these singers. And I mean, that really is a pretty big studio production.
So what do you want to know about this record? What are you sort of would love to have answered?
Well, I think just the most obvious why. I mean, was this given to new customers or was this in an advertisement? I mean, it says it's dedicated to the city of Fayetteville, or was this something that was done by the Chamber of Commerce? I really don't know, and I couldn't find anything on this particular record, even though I know that other communities and towns and states use this company.
Yeah, so if anyone out there is listening and this cover seems to ring a bell or this song seems to ring a bell, what do you, we want to know. We want to know what you know.
Yeah, I would just like to know who did this. Yeah, who commissioned it? Or was it something that they did on their own? You know.
Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing this with us.
Awesome, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me.
That was Sandra Cox Birchfield speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about a record commissioned by the former First National Bank that was dedicated to the city of Fayetteville.